Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. This is the Coyote Coaches Show with Wolf and Luke.
All right, welcome back to the show. I believe it is now five straight weeks, Wolf, that we've had our next guest on right after a Coyotes victory, just the way it has worked out.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Coyotes won last night against St. Louis 6-2. They win the season series against the Blues. They're 2-0-1 against them. And their head coach, Andre Tourigny, joins us on the Arizona Sports Line right now. Bear, nice win last night. How's it going today?
Really good. After a win, guys, you know how it is. You always feel good as a coach.
Yeah, you know what, Bear? Honestly, I asked Luke this in the not-so-beautiful part of the program. I'm going to ask you right now, how many games have you seen? How many games have you been involved in where you kill off six penalties and score six goals?
Yeah, not many. Not many. And, you know, the 5-on-3 we killed in the second period was really the turning point of the game. And we were hanging there. It was a good game. And Veggie made a few key saves on the rush. 2-on-0 and the breakaways. And I think that at plus the 5-on-3, I think that was the difference maker in the game.
Talking to Coyotes head coach Andre Tourigny. Coach, you have two players on your team that always score against St. Louis. Clayton Keller has 24 points in 24 career games. Nick Schmaltz has 29 in 29. So I assumed that they would score last night, and they both did. What is that? I mean, have you experienced that in other parts of your career where you just, for whatever reason, a guy plays really good against one team, even though that team changes over the years?
No, honestly, that's not common. I think there's an extra motivation for Cal because he's from St. Louis, always had that extra edge when he played against them. But still, it's not because you're motivated you will have success. That's not a gimme, so all the credit to him.
So have you noticed a difference with your players, with your team, since the trade deadline has passed, Barrett?
I assume the trade deadline, I would say the last week before the trade deadline and the trade deadline, it wasn't easy, but we cannot lie to ourselves. It's a tough week. It's a lot of emotion. It's not easy at all, but I think the guys manage it like pros, really. They conduct themselves in a professional manner, and they were professional about it. I think we had the game against Carolina. We could feel the team were shaky and lost a lot of good teammates, good friends. So there were that element for that game. But right away after, I really think the guys really stepped up and take their courage. And they've been really professional since then.
I talked to Lawson Krause after the game last night, and he pointed out that line loses Nick Bjugstad at the trade deadline, but Jack McBain steps right in with him and Matias Michelli. Did you expect McBain to be able to step in and do that quickly? Because he really kind of does everything for you guys now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the Banner, I talked to him actually yesterday, and it's all about consistency for him. He has talent, but you know, it's an opportunity, unbelievable opportunity for him to have a chance to play with Crosser and Chelly. And I think he cannot take that for granted. You know, he needs to make the best of it, and he does right now. So all the credit to him.
What kind of rule change would you like to see come to Hockey, Bear? Because in the game of football, of course, and especially Major League Baseball, they're changing rules that have been around for years. Would you like to see any rule changes come to the game of hockey? And if so, what would you like to see changed?
Well, that's a good question. Honestly, I don't have anything in mind. I think they change rule every year in hockey. They try to improve the product, try to improve the pace of the game. I think it's pretty good like it is, in my opinion. I'm a little bit old school as well. I like the physicality, the toughness of the game. I don't want that to go away. But at the same time, we need to make sure we protect player. I understand that part. But I hope we will keep a balance. I don't want the game to become too soft.
You know, you talk about that right there, Barron, when you say too soft and you know, you want the game to continue to be tough right there. The biggest change in the game of football is how you prepare a human being to actually play in a football game. That is the biggest change by far and away in the game of football. What about hockey? Has preparing a human being to play in hockey games, has that changed over the last decade? And if so, how much?
Changed a lot, I think, in terms of the development of the hockey. Now it's what makes a difference. Since the cap word arrived, I think there's a lot of focus and shift because now we all have the same card in our hands. You know, we don't play. There's nobody who can spend more money or whatever. We have a hard cap. So and everybody is the draft is the same number of picks. So, yes, you can make a good draft. Yes, you can. Yeah, you can sign good contracts. But at the end of the day, the way you will develop your player, the way your player will train, the way you will improve their skill, their skating or whatever, will make a huge difference in your program on the long term. So I think that there's a lot of focus now put on the long-term development of the player. Mm. And I think that's what we do with the Yotes. We have a lot of focus on how can we develop those players and how can we make them better on a daily basis.
Talking to Coyotes head coach Andre Tourney. Coach, got to ask you specifically about Nick Schmaltz. Over the last 6 weeks, the only player in the league with more goals than him is Connor McDavid, and it's only by one. So what if anything, has changed for Nick Schmaltz over the last month and a half?
I don't think much changed. I think he's been good for a long, long time. I think he shoots more. I think with that line, if there's something, we try to insist on that. I'm putting pucks on the net to have kind of a, not just passing the puck and making pretty play, to have a little bit of a shooting mentality. But I think since Schmaltz is playing on the flank on the power play, score two goals on the flank on the power play, maybe that's a common denominator. But in general, I think his game's been really good this year.
Bear, you're playing Nashville tomorrow night at Mullet. Talk to me about that game a little bit and what you're going to have to do well to get a win.
Well, first, Nash is a really good team. Lately, they made a few trade deadline to trade some veterans, but a little bit surprisingly for the hockey world, they kept winning. They keep winning, and they're doing really good so far lately. So it's a team who doesn't want to quit. They have an elite defenseman in Roman Josi and elite goaltender in Yaros. So that for them, that's the core of their team. They have a lot of injury as well, so they really fight to stay in the hunt. And right now, they're right in the thick of it for the playoffs, so that will be an interesting game.
Well, Bear, we appreciate the time as always. Good luck tomorrow, all right?
Thank you, Bear.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right, you too. That's Coyotes head coach Andre Tourney following last night's win, 6-2 over the St. Louis Blues. 16 goals in 3 games against St. Louis this year.
Man, I just love to hear Bear say that right there. You know, and he's still, I don't want to see the game get soft.
I knew.
Isn't that so cool, though?
I knew you were going
to
like
it. There's the truth to it, man. There's something about it. And I love. It's why I love hockey. It is tough. It still is a prerequisite to playing the game well.
There's been a lot of fights in Coyotes games over the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
I know fighting is down a little bit around the league just in general, but it has picked up in Coyotes games lately.
McBain.
Yeah, McBain's
his nickname's got to be Bane, right? I mean, that's what they call him, Bane.
Of course. Bear calls him Boehner. I mean, they always...
Just Bane.
Okay, well, you always have to put an R at the end.
You know why, though. I mean, Bane.
I understand, but you always have to put an R at the end of a hockey nickname.
Hey, Bane, what's up, man?